The funerals will take place tomorrow of the two teenage girls who died in a road crash in County Monaghan on Monday evening. Kia McCann and her best friend Dalava Mohammed had been on their way to a Debs ball at the time. Dalava's sister and the man who was driving the car remain in a critical condition in hospital. The National Educational Psychology Service says it's providing support to staff and the school community at Largy College in Clonus. NEPS psychologists met staff on Tuesday and will continue to provide support in the coming weeks and months. Laura Hogan, our North East correspondent, has been speaking to some people in Clonus who expressed their devastation at the tragedy that has hit the town.
Lot of sadness. Everybody's very distraught. There was a very emotional evening last night, which was lovely for people to be able to express these feelings, and it was nice to be able to support the families in that way.
Very emotional. Very, very emotional. That's all I can say.
Were you here last night?
Yes, we were.
And what can you describe the atmosphere here last night?
Oh, very, very sad.
It's just a very sad affair, and sad for the families and sad for the person who was driving the car, and it's just a tragic situation.
I'm completely in shock, the whole town. I can't believe it, Dick, that it's happened to young girls. Lives just ruined.
People in Clonus speaking to our northeast correspondent Laura Hogan earlier today, and as you could hear in the boxes there, the weather in Clonus dreadful this afternoon. Angela Graham is the manager of the Clonus Family Resource Centre. She was asked by the Mohammed family to speak on their behalf, and Angela has been telling us about Dalava and her family.
They came as part of the Syrian refugee resettlement programme. They came to Clonus in 2018. Our staff here in Clonus Family Resource Centre have been working and supporting the Mohammed family and the other Syrian families since then. They have really blossomed and have become well integrated into the community in Clonus. They're in the process of receiving their Irish citizenship, and we have found them to be a beautiful, friendly, open community of people. And Clonus has opened its hearts and its doors to the Syrian community since they have first come to live amongst us.
What can you tell us about Dalava?
Dalava's a beautiful, beautiful young woman who is well known to us. She was going into transition year, and she had all her life before her. And we are devastated and grief-stricken, as well as the community, on her loss. And you know, our thoughts and prayers are with her sister in hospital in Dublin, who's still in a critical condition.
And she's been moved. She had been in the hospital in Cavan.
She was initially stabilised and just medically assisted there, and then she was moved to Dublin yesterday.
Angela, what can you tell us about the arrangements for Dalava's funeral?
Okay, I can tell you that Dalava's remains are coming home to Clonus at 7 p.m. this evening. There will be a ceremony in Dublin tomorrow morning, and then she will be buried in Dublin tomorrow, and the whole community will turn out this evening to support the family. They did the same for the McCann family yesterday evening, and they all gathered to show their support and their love and respect and their compassion for the great loss of the two young women. So this evening, it will be especially for Dalava, as she comes home to the Diamond in Clonus this evening.
And Kia McCann's funeral will be tomorrow.
It'll be tomorrow. Mohammed family would like me to say on their behalf that they want to express their deep gratitude to the emergency services, to the Gardaí, fire and ambulance services. And they just feel overwhelmed and comforted by the support of the people in Clonus. And a direct quote is, "We are all one family." This is what they feel. We are all one family. And they want to express their condolences to the McCann family on their great loss of their daughter too.
With so many people affected by what happened on Monday, those who were close to those who were killed and injured, those who were in the middle of what should have been a very big night for them on Monday, how do they begin to come to terms over the coming weeks and months with what happened?
It's a very difficult thing. There's no easy answer to that. It'll just be day by day and hour by hour, particularly for the families and for the students at Largie College and who were going to the Debs with them and who now have to cope with this, you know, this grief and try to make sense of it and understanding. We have a counselling service here and we'll be making that available to anyone who needs it.
That's Angela Graham speaking to us earlier. She is the manager of the Clonus Family Resource Centre. She was speaking to us on behalf of the Muhammad family.